49 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but there are some mixed undertones with possible weakness in certain locations in the eastern Corn Belt, while a few sources in the west say they could not rule out the possibility of firm bids before the end of the day. Terminals are called mostly steady today. One location is seen firm. Top prices from $45 to $48. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, November 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 13,093. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54 to $66.22. The weighted average, $63.18. A loss of 58 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.24 to $51, the weighted average $49.33. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,387. The base price range was $52.75 to $66, the weighted average $63.06. A loss of 44 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44 to $51.50, and the weighted average was $49.13.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As we take a look at the Midwest Corn Belt over the weekend, there are a few spotty light showers here and there, but nothing of any great consequence. And that'll be the case again over the next couple of days. There will be some showers that will be light across much of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, parts of Missouri as well. The only areas that may have a slowdown due to enough rain to make the fields a bit wet for the next couple of days will be in the Ohio River Valley area. The upper Midwest will stay dry, and much of Illinois and Indiana will receive so little in the way of precipitation it won't matter much. Temperatures are going to turn much warmer this week, so drying rates will increase as well. So this will be a good week for harvest activity. The next significant weather system won't come in until Friday for the Western Belt and Saturday for the Eastern Belt, and then there are signs that more significant rainfall and a more active weather pattern will set up next week. So for those that have not harvested yet, if your crops are ready and your fields are dry enough, I recommend getting as much done as you can this week because the weather pattern does turn less favorable for late harvest operations beginning next week. But this week is generally looking good, especially the latter half of this week, Wednesday, Thursday, into Friday. Now, over the weekend, the only area in the soybean production areas that really got any significant rainfall were some of the western and northwestern delta areas and the southern portions of Missouri. Some locations got over a half an inch of rain, although much of the most significant rain was just west of the main soybean production areas. That would include portions of Arkansas into southeastern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas. And not a lot has grown in those areas, but that's the areas that got the most rain over the weekend and maybe we'll have a bit of a slowdown in field work, including some of the northern delta. Now, as we look at the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, the weather is looking a little too dry for ideal conditions out there. This week's going to be a warm week from Nebraska southward through Kansas and Colorado and Oklahoma and Texas. We're looking at high temperatures to be in the 60s and 70s. There may even be some 80s in spots, and it will remain dry with high drying rates. The warmest weather will be in the western portions of the hard red winter wheat belt. But the bottom line is there, the ground is going to turn quite dry. So for crops that are emerging and growing, they're not going to get enough moisture to keep growing. So when they go into dormancy, they may be a little less established in some places than desired. But of course, we've learned in the past a lot of the importance of the hard red winter wheat is not getting winter kill over the winter and getting enough moisture in the spring. They did get some rain when they right before planting, so at least the crops got into the ground okay after a drought this past year. But now it looks like it's going to be a little drier than over the coming week. Now, as we go into next week, it looks like there will be an active weather pattern across the Midwest. Occasional wet weather systems, up and down temperatures, coldest air staying to the northwest in the northern plains and northern Rockies in Canada, but we will be turning cooler compared to this week in the Midwest. The hard red winter wheat belt, these storm systems may produce some rain in northern sections, but I think it will stay rather dry across Oklahoma and Texas into at least the first part of next week. Now turning to the southern hemisphere, when we look at the big picture, it looks like planting conditions will be good for Argentina and Brazil because it will be mostly dry. Of course, the dry weather then adds a little concern to the plants already planted and growing as there will be very little moisture this week. Now, over the weekend, there were some showers in portions of Argentina. They generally weren't heavy, but some places got over a quarter of an inch in the main bean belt area from La Pampa and southern Cordoba across southern Santa Fe into Entre Rios and northern Buenos Aires. But Argentina will be mostly dry this week. In Brazil, some heavy rains in portions of Rio Grande do Sul, western Santa Catarina, western Paraná, and southern Mato Grosso do Sul over the past few days. Showers will continue in some southern areas of Brazil today and shift northward as high pressure builds in. So a mostly dry week for Brazil. Bahia, Goiás, and Minas Gerais have the best chance of getting showers into the midweek. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 524, up 1.5. Last trade up 6.25. March 537, down 0.25. Last trade up 5. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 495.5, up 3. Last trade up 7. March 514 unchanged. Last trade up 5.5. July 469.5, up 0.5. Last trade up 6.25. December corn opened at 342.25, unchanged. Last trade up 3. March 356.75, down 0.25. Last trade up 2.5. July 369.5, unchanged. Last trade up 3.75. December red line 349, down 0.5. Last trade up 4. November beans opened at 645.25, down 3.75, last trade up 2. March 671.5, down 2.25, last trade up 1.75. July 687, down 0.5, last trade up 3.25. December soybean meal opened at 195.20, down 30, last trade unchanged. December soybean oil opened at 27.66, down 2. Last trade up 17. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the overnights would suggest at least a firmer opening bell this morning.
And trade's certainly leaning that direction to get started. Talk has been more about China and the dry areas that they've got over there. They've got an ongoing drought that seems to be hitting most of their eastern areas, which would be heavily laden with wheat. That got the wheat a little bit fired up last night. But other than that, it's fairly dull as far as info out here on the market front today to really give us any major drive. We had towards the end of the week, Thursday and Friday. Thursday, of course, we gapped higher and then weren't able to really hold it that well and came back and finished at our lows. And Friday appears was somewhat the same way, that we really couldn't get much going on the upside to hold it together. So we're getting some possibility of some sell signals out here if we move back to the lower side. I tend to think we're going to open higher, and we're going to come back and trade both sides and look to see what the funds want to do with it. Do the funds want to step in here and buy some more, or are they going to step in here and decide to take a few profits ahead of Thursday morning's reports? Seems like our general feeling is that we're starting to hear talk of a 1 to 2 bushel decline in the corn yields on this report and slight increases in the bean yields on this report.
Between the FC numbers and the Informa numbers, do you think the trade has it well factored in for Thursday then?
I think that if you come in anything less than a 1 to 2 decline, it's probably going to be a little bit negative. Let's say they come in with just a half bushel decline. That's probably going to be maybe enough to spur at least a little bit of a setback in this corn market. But if they come in with a 3 to 4 bushel decline in the yields, all of a sudden you've got this thing right back off to the races again.
And what about the soybeans today?
Well, the soybeans are going to open, and they're more the follower than they are the leader in this thing. They're really driven mostly because of the talk about acreage shifting, and Informa's numbers on Friday indicate some pretty good shifts that are going to take place. The reality is we got to decide, do we actually need these increased acres? Because we know that we're growing acres down in South America right now. It was kind of nice to hear him talking earlier. I missed who was actually given the weather on that report, but talking about some rain hitting the Rio Grande area, because I think they've been holding off on seeding because they were a little bit on the dry side. So you probably see them take off. But when we rally prices a buck right during their planting season, it's going to draw some more acres into production.
That was Ed Keyser, and thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. You're listening to WILR Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.